Welcome back to another festive version of BetVictor's Euro Weekly as we take a look at some of the main talking points going on around European football at the moment. We're still focused on the Premier League because it's the festive season and there's so much festive football to get into. We had just the other night Wolverhampton Wanderers coming back from behind against 10-man Manchester City to get a 3-2 victory at Molineux. Surely now the title is sealed for Liverpool. We've seen Mikel Arteta take the reins at Arsenal, Carlo Ancelotti take the reins at Everton, and of course Manchester United continue to hit and miss under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Oh yeah, and Jose Mourinho is still back in the Premier League and Tottenham still can't decide whether they're good, bad or ugly right now. Either way, there's plenty to talk about and I'm delighted to say that on the show today, Adrian Clark joined me, former Arsenal man, of course, now broadcaster mainly at TalkSport, both hosting and on the microphone on co-commentary as well. Lovely chap, and we got into some of the festive football coming up in the next few days here on Euro Weekly.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate. Set smart TV to record the football later.
You've got to be joking, haven't you? I ain't got a blooming clue. But I tell you what, if you want to chuck a few quid on it, your best bet is to try that BetVictor app. Even I'm a whiz on that. Listen, I've got a little tip for you, and you did need this from me. Oh, that'll be Sandra with the shopping. Sorry, mate, I've got a dash.
Listen to Harry and make your best bet with BetVictor. 18 plus, please gamble responsibly.
Son, seen the remote?
A culture shock from 2013 when Ferguson left.
To actually get him is a big coup for them, I think.
Braves, sort of more than anything, is a trophy. They haven't won a trophy now for, I think it's close to 12 years.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you as well. Yeah, it's all good. Look, there's loads of football to get stuck into, isn't there? So no complaints at all.
I will say the phrase all good is a very broad one to use for a lot of people, particularly in the Premier League at this time of year. Your old club, Arsenal, sorry to start with it. I could hear the groan already in your voice about it because there's so much talk. But Mikel Arteta, is this the guy? Is this the guy that is going to sort out Arsenal?
Well, initially, he wouldn't have been my choice. I have to be honest and say that. I thought that Arsenal would go for someone experienced, someone that was, you know, a coach primarily, but someone with real strong personality and character and proven leadership, just to knock them into shape because they've got into some really bad habits over the last few years and there's a lot of work to be done. But I have to say, since the appointment was made and hearing him, what he has to say, Mikel Arteta, he's been absolutely spot on with his assessment of what needs doing. And I like the steely look in his eye. I've got to say, Ollie, I do. He's talking a good game. And from the first match, I did see some clear signs of improvement. The tactical structure of the team, the positional awareness, the decision-making, the passing. It was all an upgrade on what we've seen so far this season, which has been a bit of a mess, as we all know. So I'm quite optimistic now that Arteta will, over time, improve this team. But it's a heck of a job.
It's an almighty job, particularly when the next two games, of course, we're chatting on the 28th of December. It turns into dates rather than days at this point. I forgot it was even a Saturday today when I was having a look at my calendar. Well, he's got Chelsea tomorrow at home, and then going into the New Year's Day games, he's got Manchester United, which, you know, Man United against Arsenal isn't the rivalry it once was, but they're still big games for an inexperienced manager to take charge in.
Definitely, but he'll have the will of Emirates Stadium on his side. I think it could play into Arsenal's favour here. There'll be a great atmosphere. He's a very popular player. And I genuinely think that a lot of Arsenal fans are going into these games feeling they've almost got nothing to lose and they'll just really get behind him and the players. And it might, just might, provide some kind of inspiration. But look, that they wouldn't be favourites in my eyes to beat Chelsea, unfortunately, or a bit further on in their development. And thinking about Chelsea's form, away from home, they score goals for fun, don't they? Terrific on the road. Manchester United, I think they've got a lot of work to do. But you look at the front guys, they're all playing well, aren't they, for Solskjaer. And given how many chances Arsenal have been giving up at Emirates Stadium this season, you do fear that they'll concede in both games. But look, Mikel Arteta, if he's half as good a coach as people say he is, then maybe he can weave some magic and tighten up Arsenal for these two huge games. Can you imagine if he wins them, if he wins both these fixtures, the mood will be absolutely transformed. So I'm actually, in a funny kind of way, quite excited about what lies ahead.
Is that kind of important as well? You mentioned that some of these Arsenal fans are going with the air of there's nothing left to lose, but it almost gives Arteta that he's won the hearts and minds already. He's a former player, of course. There's a lot of hype, as you mentioned, around his coaching and what he's learnt under the likes of Pep Guardiola's tutelage. The Arsenal fans back this. Do they back this more than they perhaps backed Unai Emery and others who've taken the job since?
I think so, yeah. And you know, speaking to fans on social media since the first match, I think everybody was impressed because they could see the subtle differences. They could see that there was a plan in place. And unfortunately, you know, Unai Emery's clearly a good coach, but I think in his native tongue, he'd be much more effective. I think communication was a massive issue. And I don't think he got his messages across to the players anywhere near clearly enough. And it was really muddled. The thinking was very changeable. Tactically, it was all over the place, I have to say. So I think the fans are fully on board with Arteta. They will give him time. And do you know what? I think with them being so far off Champions League or even top six at the moment, there are elements of the Arsenal support that would almost happily not qualify for Europe next season. So they had a free run at it in the Premier League, you know, from 2020-21. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, I think there's a feeling of that they've got someone that they can really get behind here.
On the other side of the North London split, shall we say, Jose Mourinho, no excuse of the native tongue in any way, shape or form. We all know about him in England. He is the man that is Marmite as a coach, and his results in December kind of reflect that as well with Tottenham, because it's win-loss, 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 win-loss. I mean, have we seen an improvement with Jose Mourinho taking control of this Tottenham team?
Oh, I actually do think there's been a slight improvement, purely because under Pochettino, the players are definitely lost their way. They weren't. You talk about muddled thinking at Arsenal. I saw something similar at Spurs. I actually saw worse at Spurs, where players just didn't really seem to care anymore. The passion had gone. And I think Jose has got that back. He's found a more settled starting 11 as well. And what he's doing, I think, is turning Spurs. And I don't know whether Spurs fans will welcome this or not. I suspect a lot of them won't. But I think he's turning them into a counter-attacking team whereby they're not bothered about having too much possession. He's got Moura, he's got Son on the break, hasn't he? Ali breaking into the box and stuff. So I think that he wants to change the style. So Spurs under Poch were very possession-based. And that, I think, is a work in progress for Jose. I'm not sold on him, I have to say, in terms of what he brings to the table these days. I don't think modern players like him that much. He's very brutal. In some of his language. We saw that with Ndombele, didn't we, this week? I think it's only a matter of time before he starts falling out with people.
Well, we wait for the humble one to turn into the frustrated one over the Christmas period and New Year. Just finally, Adrian, because it is a quick hit today. The Premier League title race after what happened with Manchester City earlier in the week against Wolverhampton Wanderers. I mean, the title race is over. I'm willing to say that. And I imagine there's a lot of places that are paying out already on Liverpool having won the title. What should we actually be interested in the Premier League going in for the second half of the season? Because
it's a good question. I'm absolutely with you. It's Liverpool's title. Congratulations to them. It's a sensational team. Well, they can make history. So that's something potentially to look forward to. Arsenal fans won't want them to, of course. But we might be looking at a second bunch of Premier League invincibles. We could very well be looking at the greatest team in Premier League history. We could be in terms of points tally, in terms of record over the course of a season. I thought City last year were right up there with United's best teams and Arsenal's down the years. But this Liverpool team is near on flawless, isn't it? The only real interest, I think, is going to be in who finishes fourth. And I don't know how excited we can all get about that. and also at the bottom end of the table, because I suspect there's a few clubs, big clubs like West Ham. And I think Everton would be all right. But West Ham, Bournemouth, teams like that, I think they could get sucked into the relegation battle. So that's something that might be interesting. But yeah, I think between now and the end of the campaign, it's all about, are we watching one of the greatest teams we've ever seen make history? Personally, I kind of hope we are, because I enjoy watching Liverpool, and I've enjoyed seeing them develop over the years under Klopp. I mean, they were eighth place team when he took over, and look at them now. So I think we should just enjoy the quality of football while it lasts, even if the actual competition isn't really there for them, sadly.
So if they go unbeaten, it's a better unbeaten season than Arsenal's unbeaten season.
Sure, yeah. Unfortunately, look, I don't want to say that. I don't want to admit it, but that Arsenal Invincible side were gritty, and they punched above their weight, I think, that season. They drew a lot of games, have some narrow victories. With Liverpool, they're just wiping the floor with almost everybody, aren't they? And there are hardly any draws mixed in there. It's all victories. So, no, look, if Liverpool do it, I think it would eclipse the Arsenal Invincibles. And it would probably cement their places. And they've had to wait, haven't they, Liverpool fans, so many years now. What is it, 30 years since they won the title? Never won the Premier League. Wouldn't it be funny if the year that they do win it, they go on and have the greatest Premier League team that we've seen so far? So look, that's very exciting prospects, but I guess only for the neutrals and for Liverpool fans. There will be Man City fans, Man United fans, Arsenal fans, Chelsea thinking, what are you on about here? But look, I think that's a fact. We have to accept this Klopp outfit is pretty special.
Yeah, it's not a bad side to watch, even if it's said through gritted teeth. Adrian, thanks a lot for the quick chat today, man. Hope you have a good new year. You can find Adrian on social media at Adrian J. Clark. That's at Adrian J. Clark. Clark spelled with an E, of course, at the end. And on Twitter, you can also find him on TalkSport 2, the host of Weekend Sports Day, every single weekend, 8 till 11 a.m. in the morning, giving you all the build-up to the big games going on around the Premier League on TalkSport 2. Talking of which, on January the 1st, there's plenty of Premier League football to get into. And here's a little accumulator you might want to get your teeth into as well. Manchester City against Everton. Of course, Manchester City will be without Edison and Ancelotti taking the reins at Everton. The grand Italian manager, can he turn their season around? So I'm giving Everton a chance to get a draw away from home at the Etihad. Arsenal to beat Manchester United and Tottenham to win on the road against Southampton. That gives you 31-1 on BetVictor right now. Now this Saturday. Remember, odds are subject to change. You must be 18 or over to gamble. For more information about gambling responsibly, and please do that, visit begambleaware.org. But that is my accumulator that I'm going to have on January the 1st, football through betvictor.com. For more odds and for more tips and information and blogs about all things Premier League football, get onto betvictor.com and on Twitter at betvictor. Enjoy the festive period. The football will continue. Enjoy your New Year's celebrations as well, and enjoy sitting down and watching all the games on January the 1st, and of course that Liverpool game against Sheffield United on January the 2nd. Take care. Thanks. Like and subscribe. Remember, on iTunes, Google Podcasts and Anchor.fm as well. And we will be back very soon indeed with Jason and myself in the near future. Big thanks for listening. Take care.